This is Insight. I'm Anne Marie Awad. In light of a national conversation about police use of force, body cameras for officers have been touted as a solution. Last week, the Baton Rouge Police Department announced they would be piloting the devices with 100 officers. Here with me is Rebecca Allen, government reporter for The Advocate, to talk about it some more. Hello.
Hi.
Earlier this year, the Metro Council actually rejected a proposal to mandate the cameras, citing cost concerns. So I know that the part of the pilot is to determine the cost, but is the pilot going to move forward if it's already the mandate has already been rejected?
Well, that was just for the mandate. The Metro Council as a whole is very open and supportive of the body cameras. The police chief's very supportive of them. The mayor's office, they all said that they wanted them. They just said that they couldn't mandate them for 400 officers without knowing how much it's going to cost, without having a policy in place. There's a lot of unanswered questions. The police chief said he didn't know exactly how much it would cost for 400 cameras, because you're not just talking about the cost for purchasing the cameras. You're talking about server space, training, things like that. So he says that he wants to start with this 100 cameras, test it out for 10 months, and then after that, then they can evaluate and they'll know these are the issues that we're having, these are the issues we're having with the public, and these are the costs that we can assume if we scale it to, you know, the entire size of the force.
And other police departments are implementing them. Do you know at all how they're handling the cost?
So I do know that the New Orleans Police Department has had them since about the middle of last year. And their five-year costs are about $2.7 million, and that's for 620 cameras.
Wow. Now, there's grants available for this type of thing. There's actually federal grants available, but I believe Baton Rouge got passed over.
So there are federal opportunities to fund these. I think Thibodeau got some federal funding, or they got a grant to purchase their body cameras, and I think they were the first in the state to use the body cameras. They're also a lot smaller.
It is smaller police departments in the state that have kind of taken to it quicker. Like, you see bigger ones like Monroe and Lafayette are considering it right now.
So Lafayette has the funds allocated, and they're supposed to be purchasing them soon.
Okay.
I think that it's 200 cameras for $270,000, and I think that they're getting them next month.
And what about Monroe?
I don't know about Monroe, but I think it is easier on a small scale because you're dealing with less equipment.
Right, right.
It's less expensive.
Right. I guess what's the answer for larger cities? How can larger cities afford to pay for these programs that are now in demand since the things we saw in Ferguson?
I guess it's just a matter of priority. That's what at least Metro Councilwoman Denise Marcel would say, because mm-hmm. she has been pushing these very hard for more than a year now.
One of the other concerns that I heard cited a few times were privacy.
Right. Yeah, it is very different. It's a really different animal than the dash cams, because everything that's caught on a dash cam is caught in like a public sphere. You know, if something happens in the middle of the street, if somebody walks by and they're caught, like some sort of bystander is caught on tape, you know, it's a public sphere. So the privacy concern doesn't exist there the way it does for an officer who's wearing a body camera, who's walking into a house, who sees on their camera, you know, the belongings in the house, other people in the house, children, things like that. So there's a huge privacy concern for these departments that they're all sort of dealing with.
Right, right. And I see that, like, part of the reason for the pilot program with BRPD is to kind of figure out issues like this.
Right.
Well, I guess we'll be watching it over the next 10 months.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Rebecca, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
You can hear my extended interview with Advocate reporter Rebecca Allen on WRKF.org. There we talk more about privacy concerns with body cameras. For Insight, I'm Anne Marie Awad.